if I just take maybe my own situation here as an example, the business has gone down very, very much so. I'm not blaming anybody for that, but it's just a whole change in the way people are doing business. It has changed completely in all of my time as postmaster here in Drumcairn. And if you just take one example, the utility companies, they're encouraging people to pay by direct debit, to pay online. They don't want sending out paper bills anymore. In fact, they're giving incentives to people to do direct debit rather than get their bill and go to the post office and pay it as they used to do prior to that. That's the utility companies, and all of them are doing that. If you come to the banks, people have been apologising to me over the years, whether it be child benefit or some form of social welfare payment. If they have any kind of small loan, let it be a house repair loan, a car loan, the banks insist that they get their money paid into the bank, so they get first call on their payment every month. People have been, are being encouraged and in most cases forced over the years, this started many years ago, to change the way that they do business. And most people now are doing their business in a digital way. And that has militated against the post offices, and the business has fallen very, very much so. Now, maybe in bigger cities it might be slightly different, but I know as far as talking to all of the postmasters in our group, they are all very disillusioned with what's happening. If you take it, there's very few jobs where 20 years ago you'd be earning more than you're earning now, even though the cost of living is much higher. That is the situation in many of the post offices, we'd say, of a similar size to the one that's here in our village. When I took over first, we had 3 or 4 postmen, and that continued for a while. Gradually, all that dwindled away, and that was centralised by M-Post. So it would be important to try and keep the networks for the people that are using it. But every year, less and less and less people are using the post office.
Is it almost too late to try and reverse the damage that has been done over a sustained period of time?
Well, if we just look at what has happened in a number of areas when post offices were, at one time M-Post were just closing post offices, and then the government intervened and, you know, they said all post offices had to be advertised. If you look at the age too of a lot of people that are in the post offices, you know, they've been there for a long time, come to an age where they passed an age where they should or they want to retire and not be tied down for 6 days a week. That's another fact. When they go now, in many, many cases, nobody else in the town or the village wants to take the post office.